This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Today, state lawmakers are considering whether to make phone calls free for prison inmates. The state has been studying how much inmates have to pay to make calls. This year, lawmakers budgeted to make calling free for juvenile offenders in youth custody system. Expanding free calls to all prison and jails could cost the state an estimated $4.5 million a year. Metropolitan State University of Denver will continue its attempt to reduce faculty workloads even as it searches for a new provost. CPR's Paolo Schultz reports.
The previous provost, Alfred Tatum, resigned after the Board of Trustees rejected the immediate implementation of a reduced faculty workload proposal, something Tatum was championing. Tatum brought the proposal to the board last month, citing employee burnout as a need for a reduced workload. The university hopes to present a renewed plan to the board by summer. The board rejected the plan presented to them last month over budgetary concerns. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
High winds to start the week are ushering in a winter storm. It will arrive in the high country tonight and cross the Front Range Wednesday. National Weather Service meteorologist Chad Gimmestad says the northern foothills and Front Range may see more than a half a foot of snow following today's highs in the 40s and 50s.
Right now we're on the warm and windy side, and then that's going to slide eastward and we'll wind up on the cold side. So it's all part of this larger scale pattern of the way the warm and the cold air is kind of moving across in waves around the earth.
Parts of southwest Colorado could get up to a foot of snow as well, and Denver may see a few inches by Thursday morning. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.